Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on the big show today, comedian Jimmy Pardo. He's coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
The United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Coming soon to Bob and Tom Television. He's a 600-year-old vampire with a diabolically insatiable appetite for human blood.
And an offensive gastrointestinal ailment. He's Count Flatula.
Once again, I, Count Flatula, am prowling the streets of Stanchylvania in search of fresh blood. I grow weak. I must drink from this leftover vial of blood. Oh boy, that's expired. But alas, I see another victim. Count Flatula shall sneak up on her with stealth-like prowess. She will not even see me coming.
Woohoo! Man, that is stanky.
That wasn't me. It must have been a stray dog. Or perhaps the wolf man.
Who the hell are you, anyway?
I am Prince of the Undead. I am Count Flatula!
Prince of the Undead, huh? Well, it sure do smell like something died. Did you just step on a duck?
I want to suck your blood.
I want to light a match. Ooh, man, that is nasty.
I tire of your insolence. Perhaps you don't understand. I am a vampire. I live in a coffin.
I don't know about no coffin. What I do know is I'm gagging.
That's Count Flatula.
If you don't want to hear him fart, just drive a stake into his heart. He'll tear the pants right off your ass. Then he'll say,
it's a gas!
Count Flatula.
Count Flatula. He only comes out at night. Tuesday night, that is, at 8, right after an all-new Law & Order SVD. Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Be there!
Done.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, as I live and breathe, we have a comedy legend, Bob and Tom comedy legend in the studio.
My top 10 live shows of all time includes this guy, Mr. Jimmy Pardo, comedian. Oh. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Good morning. Every time I come, that number seems to go higher. It used to be top three. Then it was top five. Now it's top 10. How many? First of all, I know you don't go out to a lot of shows. So how does this keep?
I've only been to nine.
Yeah. How do I keep? Then how am I top 10? I keep getting bumped down. It's hurtful. Every time I come here, I'm going to go see my friends. Yeah, top 25 shows.
That's right.
He's in my top 1,032 shows. That's very specific.
Jimmy Pardo is our guest. Mr. Pardo, how's your life going? Everything cool?
Everything's cool.
Son,
everything's
doing well?
Cool, man.
Good. I got you guys were, before we got on the air, you were talking about the hot rock and roll band Rush reuniting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got my ticket, and at one point I was 48,000. In line. You know how they give you that little...
When you're in the queue.
How many tickets? People before you? 48,000 people were before me.
Whoa.
And I waited it out, Josh. Got my seat. That's it. No humor. I'm just letting you know I got my ticket.
I'm glad you got it.
I'm bragging. That's really just my way of...
Which show?
Boy, you got great seats, didn't you?
Well, you know what? When there's 48,000 ahead of you, it's kind of like my show in St. Louis. Come on out. There's 48,000 seats available. Plenty of seats available in St. Louis. I don't even know if that's true. I could be sold out in all these. I'm not. I've started doing these midweek shows because I can't stand doing shows for drunkards on the weekends. So I do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And I was like, I love that. I'm home on the weekend. I don't have to do anything. You know what else is? Everybody's home during the week. Nobody wants to come out to see comedy during the week. So this was an error, Josh. This midweek tour thing has been just a disaster.
But you tried it.
Okay. I'm not doing Saturdays. I'm busy. I got to go see Rush.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a decent seat. I ended up getting a decent seat.
Are you going by yourself?
I go to all the shows alone. My son is now off at college, so I don't have my concert buddy. And my wife can't stand classic rock, so I go by myself. And then I don't want to go with anybody that I got to worry if they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I go alone, and I show up when I want to. I leave when I want to. And I don't have to worry if the person next to me is like, I hope they're enjoying subdivisions.
I couldn't agree more. And I was mentioning the fact that Rush tends to have a largely male audience.
Yeah, you want to know what a bigger one? Michael Schenker. Go see Michael Schenker. You won't see a woman for miles. Yeah.
Or go see Liza Minnelli.
Well, sir, that's hurtful to some
people. He said, sir.
Josh, fun fact, and you pick any number between 1 and 50, how many times has James R. Pardo Jr. seen Liza Minnelli in concert?
Oh, six. Oh, twice,
well,
I say.
Well, that's fun. That fun ended at six. All right. Nobody's ever been spot on before? Well, that was disappointing. What a letdown that lottery. Give us a call, 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL. Let us know if Josh is right or wrong. God bless it. How do you get
it? I love your T-shirt, by the way. I'm a big Jesus Christ Superstar fan.
Yeah, you're right. I just saw Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl.
Did you?
With Cynthia Erivo. Erivo played Jesus, and Adam Lambert played Judas.
Okay.
That didn't cause controversy, did it?
Well, luckily it was Los Angeles, Josh. So
yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
There were still some people that were confused. Well, but that's a lady. That's a lady. Why is a lady playing Jesus?
I don't know.
Why is a gay man playing Judas? What's happening? I don't know if I can leave my trailer. Yeah, it was wonderful. They're very. It was amazing. It's my second favorite musical.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Absolutely love it.
And what's your
Ted
favorite?
Ted Neely, man.
Who?
Ted Neely.
Great Ted Neely, who's my height.
Is he
He's
really?
A tiny man, Jesus.
Ted Neely, didn't he play the original Broadway production?
And the movie.
And isn't he still doing it?
Yeah. Well, he's not doing it. He tours and does the sing-alongs when they showed the movie at the... And that's where I met him. I just recently met Ted Neely.
Oh, cool.
And I insisted we went back-to-back because I got to see how tall he was. And so he comes in at 5'4".
Huh.
He's a tiny man,
no
Ted
kidding.
Neely.
Yes.
You don't think he shrunk over the years?
We all get shorter as we get older. And, you know, I think Ted Neely's he's got a Dorian Gray situation going on. He's been alive for
ever
150
yeah,
years.
I think you're right.
Tell me, you think Ted Neely's a vampire?
Tell me your thoughts.
Who did we see doing? We saw Sebastian Bach.
Oh God,
Sebastian Bach, the rock star.
We all ended up at that together.
Yeah,
why was that?
Who did he do?
Bob's
was it Superstar?
That's right. Peter was.
Yeah, Bob's brother was in it.
That's right.
He was. Judas, he was amazing.
Oh, I imagine he was great. And you're telling me that Sebastian did not do a good job in the lead role of Jesus Christ?
I was in the audience and I said, I hope they crucify him before the intermission so I can go home.
And Tom meant to say that in a hushed tone, but he didn't. Everyone around us heard him. Yeah. And we all laughed. It was a good line.
It's a good line. Sebastian's a bad, Baz is a good guy.
No, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is a two-parter. Part one.
Okay, part A.
Part one, yes or no. Did you buy that shirt at that production?
No, I did not. Bought it on tpublic.com. Use promo code Pardo.
Question two.
By the way, I don't know if that's accurate.
Question two. Did you wear that to the show?
Yeah, that part I did do. Yeah, I bought the shirt to wear there. I know that some Jeremy Piven movie said don't wear the band's shirt to the show.
Right.
Where else would you wear it?
I know. I don't agree with it at all. Yeah. You're exactly right.
If you
right.
can't wear your, I don't know, Def Leppard shirt to the Def Leppard show, then where, Josh?
Yeah. Def Leppard shirt have both sleeves? What do you think?
Just the one.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Tom, your thoughts. Somebody wrote online the other day, if you play air drums with both hands in Def Leppard, you're a jerk.
You're just throwing it in the guy's face.
Yeah. Right. It's rude.
These are all good points.
Okay.
We were talking about the wearing a t-shirt to the shirt to the show. Is that cool or not? And
I rarely do it, but I think it's completely acceptable.
I think it's acceptable. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Of course it is. Yes. I repeat, then where else?
Yeah. I don't do it because I don't have a lot of rock
t-shirts.
Well,
in the yard, you see people.
Well, I understand that. Yes, outside, going shopping. Yes, anywhere else. But if somebody's making fun of you, like, what are you doing with your Scorpion shirt on at the Scorpion show? I'm seeing the Scorpion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I bought a shirt in 87. I want to have a reason to put it on.
Right. The concerts are good. Yeah.
And the movie that it's from is PCU.
Yeah. Right.
What is that? What is that about?
It was kind of a backlash against what, then the new politically correct. So it was like PCU was. It was about like these guys who were tired of.
About 2 hours long. Is what it was.
Maybe 2 hours too long.
Yeah.
Not a, but that's where the whole thing of don't be that guy.
Right.
Wearing the band shirt to their concert.
Movie so long, I want to pivot and be crucified halfway through.
I wasn't that going in.
See what I did? Yeah, I know. He's not a good guy.
Yeah.
How do you like the way I cleaned that up?
That was nice.
Real smooth.
All these years.
Real smooth.
And Jim, he knows what he's doing.
Because you have a great podcast, you've been doing it for a long time.
Almost 20 years now. Coming up on 20 years.
Yeah.
Never that funny.
But the rules there are different than the rules on radio, so do you have to kind of...
Oh, he cusses like a sailor on the podcast.
Well, do you have to, like, when you walk in here, go, okay, I'm not, this isn't the podcast, I gotta be careful.
I'm a professional, I don't know how to handle myself out in the real world.
He should have been here 2 weeks ago. When,
let's see. Somebody get a little filthy? Somebody run their mouth?
Who was it? Unleash the F-bomb.
On the program.
Yeah.
No, and then we say thank you for your time and we send him packing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is he done? You cut him loose there? Or do you let him, you give him another segment, Josh?
We voted, but it
Tom lately has not been kicking out people when he should.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's
Is this
right.
one of those situations?
Yeah. Not at all.
You know what he did once?
This was
6 months ago or so, maybe a year. We had a guest in here who was bathed in cologne. It was an obnoxious amount. We have a rule, no cologne in here. I have an allergy. Tom doesn't care for it. This guy, Tom, let him sit in here.
Yep.
I left.
Yeah.
You left.
A cast member of the show left.
A regular.
Yes.
Five days a week.
So we could have this stranger sitting here.
Yes, and you can see that show. It's in our top three. We have it.
People loved it.
It was huge. Yeah.
And then, Tom had the nerve after the show. Oh, you're still here? I thought you had to go home for some reason. I would have had... just lied to my face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
He lies a lot.
I knew where I stood.
We all know he was afraid to make that guy leave.
But at least from then on, I knew where I stood.
Do you lie a lot because you just take for granted that we all know you're lying? Or you think you're getting away with it? Or what's the scenario? What's going on in your head when you lie?
I'm getting away with it.
You're getting away with it.
He lies to himself.
All right.
That's okay. Top one. Why you left the room that day is beyond me. The magic that you bring. Let me ask a question. Does anybody? I know you guys are all, your friends. You get along.
Let's not get carried away.
You work together.
There you go.
But you seem to be very honest with each other. Nobody's told Tom about the sideburns. That hasn't come up at all.
The chops haven't come up at all.
He
cherishes his sideburns. It's the one thing he has. He's obsessed with the hair on men. So we let him have the sideburns. Yeah. We don't say anything.
Jimmy Pardo.
I'm not saying I dislike him. I'm just curious if it's a conversation.
They're full William Kunstler. You know that.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But I sounded offensive.
He was the defense attorney for the Chicago 7.
Ah.
We're going way back. And he does pronounce it Kunstler. And if you pronounce it.
Well, of course he does.
He made a real. He would always say if someone pronounced it William Kunstler, he'd make a real big deal. No, it's Kunstler. So, which I always found mildly amusing.
We're talking about your sideburns.
What year did, in your growth as a human being, did the pubes kick in?
Well, I just recently bought those Kardashian panties. So that,
aren't those lovely?
So I just got them, I don't know, a week ago for the first time. When did I get the pubes, you're asking? Boy, that's a great question.
I got them real late.
Let's say, what do you get, 15, 14?
Oh, yeah.
12? How long in there?
Yeah, not Tom.
When did you get it?
Senior in high school.
So you're Ken doll down there until
I
cherish each one. Similarly with the sideburns, you gotta go with them.
Let me ask you a question. It's a follow up on pubes. What age were you when you first got crabs? What do you think of that question?
Oh, wait a minute, I can tell you.
Oh no, he's the only one in the room that has had.
Oh, is that true?
Sexually transmitted disease. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But he went to school in New York City.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
I got him on the subway.
God knows how he got into an Ivy League school, but he did.
His dad went there.
BS. Now let's.
That's sad.
Let's move forward here. Once again, our guest in the studio, Mr. Jimmy Pardo.
Hello. Hey, let me ask you a question. We're all friends here, or at least we work together.
Okay.
Where would you guys, if you're going to, let's pretend you're going to a rental car place, right? Put yourself there. Put yourself there at a place that maybe after a fort down in Texas.
All right.
And they tell you can pick any mid-size you want, or you can pick any full size, you can pick whatever, blah, 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 blah. Where would you put the Nissan Sentra? Where would you guys rank the Nissan Sentra as far as Would it be a compact?
Yeah.
Would it be a an entry level?
Certainly somewhere between a compact and a midsize.
Yeah. You think it's between that?
I don't think it's a full midsize.
You do think it's a midsize?
Yeah. I think they will tell you it's a midsize.
All right. And then anybody, Josh, Pat, I insist you stay out of this. Pat, you stay out of this.
I'm not a, I don't even know what one looks like. So.
Oh, they got four wheels. Yeah.
I figured that.
Metal.
Okay. But
Sentra,
I'm not a car guy, so I can't tell one thing.
All right. They're a small sedan.
I'll look it up. I'm like Josh, I don't know.
You don't know either.
What do you? What was it?
They call it a midsize, and I refuse to believe it.
You think it's a compact?
I think it's a compact. I got in it, and I was like, hey, it's only got 2,000 miles on it, so it's brand new, and that's why I chose it in the midsize lane. And but as I'm driving, I'm like, there's no way this is a midsize.
Not a bad looking car.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm not buying it, Josh. I'm just going to zip around in it for a few days. I don't know if you're going to Cincinnati, St. Louis, Cedar Rapids, through that arch.
Is it going to go Sentra Ultima? Is it the Ultima after?
Yeah. I think, and I guess the Ultra is a sedan.
Yeah, okay.
Right, the Ultima, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not. I would think this was a smaller car.
It's a compact. Is anybody from this company listening to give me a rebate?
Right? Comedian Jimmy Pardo. And ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a... Marillion. You remember this band? We were talking about Marillion a few minutes ago.
I'm unfamiliar.
This is the big hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
it. Isn't that great?
Very good.
Long intro. Tom hates it.
Yeah, but I love this. This is a good song. We played this a lot.
Get to the lyrics. Come on. What, you have nothing to say? We got the studio.
How about now? There we go. Nice. You have a Marillion t-shirt.
I've got three Marillion t-shirts.
Three?
Yeah, sure. I've got the Misplaced Childhood one. I got just the I got the original logo and the new logo.
How many classic rock t-shirts do you have?
More than my wife would like me to have in the house. I've got, I don't know, dig this. I put them in my drawer alphabetically.
Oh, okay.
I fold them and then in the that way that what's that woman's name?
Please. Marie Kondo.
Yes,
or whatever
I fold
her
my
name
I fold my shirts the way
so
she
you do
recommends.
This way.
What do you got? AC/DC there when you open it up?
I believe ABBA comes up first.
Okay, all right.
I was going to say OCDC.
That's hurtful to me and my neuroses.
That's amazing.
I go this way. And then the other day, one was out of place, and I got rattled.
What is Badfinger doing after?
Def Leppard. I think maybe one of my shirts got in with her laundry. We do separate laundries. Mm-hmm. And I think one got in, and she kindly folded it and put it away, but she doesn't know. She knows I'm nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows I'm alphabetized my shirt nuts until now. Huh. She doesn't listen. What am I talking about?
That's a new level of nuts.
But then
I think it makes sense.
Doesn't it? You know where they're at.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh,
where's
my Thompson twins? Right in the T's.
Yes, of course.
Why don't you put them on hangers then so you can just look
because then you get those little nibby dobs.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Near the shoulder. Yeah. I don't like that.
Now, off the air, you guys were talking about the band Talk Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that they have a song called Talk Talk.
Yeah.
All you do to me is talk, talk.
One of the most famous ones where the band is the same as the song.
What's your favorite?
A Bad Company by Bad Company.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I don't know that this counts. No. My favorite would be, if you're going to allow it.
Okay.
Big Country. Yeah, in a big country.
I don't know if I allow it.
I don't think it should be allowed.
Yeah.
But I love that song.
How about the Monkees theme? Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
No, that's I think that's a theme song. I don't think that's...
No.
So that I think Bad Company. Night Ranger has one. Night Ranger.
Iron Maiden.
Talk, talk, talk. Iron Maiden's got one.
Black Sabbath has a song called Black Sabbath.
Right.
Bo Diddley.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Bo Diddley.
Isn't that just called Bo Diddley?
I don't know.
Okay. In any event, it's time to move on.
Okay.
We have Jimmy Pardo is our
guest. I guess we put a nice
We just started it.
I can't think of any more.
What's your most obscure rock or musical t-shirt do you think? You have Saga?
I do have a Saga shirt.
Oh, my God.
Nice call.
I've got a Saga Worlds Apart shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that'd be there you go.
Wow.
I would say Marillion gets the most of, because Saga at least like that on the loose got a lot of MTV.
Zegger and Evans? You got Zegger and Evans?
I don't.
No?
No.
Well, yeah, you weren't born
what
yet.
What about the year 2525?
Yeah.
No.
What about that?
In the
what
year
if still alive?
25, 20,
what about Buckner and Garcia?
Sure, I got Pac-Man fever.
Yeah.
I do not.
That's right.
Now, did you purchase all these t-shirts while at these... Now classic rock concerts?
Most of them are from T Public or someplace.
I've got to look. I need to get some of these, like, jump in the saddle. Is that...
Curly shuffle guys.
But no, just jump in the saddle. Nothing, no mention of right, curly right. shuffle.
You don't want to do that. I'm walking you through that. Yeah.
Do you have any shirts that you bought at a concert?
I do, sure. From the 70s and 80s and all that? Yeah,
I've got... What do you think your oldest concert shirt would be?
Oh, it's got to be Chicago from 81.
Okay.
I have Chicago from when I bought it originally at Chicago Fest in 1981.
That's
you
great.
You could probably sell that for a lot of money.
Yeah. It doesn't fit. It just really takes up place in the C's in
my
drawer.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah. But do I want to sell it? It's part, I mean, the answer is yes. I got to get rid of these things. But
no.
Have you seen the quilts people make?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah, are they? Are they though?
I kind of think they are.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to lie. The two of you just talked me into it. Because I thought it was kind of sad and pathetic.
No, it's cool.
But now all right, I'm on board.
You can take all those shirts and then line them into one thing.
No. You don't.
But I can't. They don't fit
the integrity of the
81 shirt does not fit 2025 Jimmy
See,
Pardo.
See, this is what you people do, though. Somebody comes in here and they give it to you. Here's what I did. And then you try to make it better. And he's fine the way he is. Don't try to make a quilt.
No, he was going
to
throw him away. Don't throw him away.
I never said anything about throwing him away. Nobody said throw him away.
Say that.
That was never on the table.
You hear voices that no one else does. You need to stop.
He said,
that.
I've got to get rid of them. You just said that.
He plainly said he was going to throw them in the yard and light them on fire.
We all heard it. You know what? Fairness, that is what I said, Chick. Now, so maybe you're not hearing things.
Now, what's the first shirt obviously begins with an A. It is what, Aerosmith?
I would say ABBA is the first shirt.
Okay, and then what's the last one? Do you have a zebra?
I don't have a zebra shirt, but who's behind the door?
God.
I would say the last would be T-U-V-W.
Oh, yeah.
Why for yes. Probably a yes 90210 shirt.
Oh.
There's a Wham in there.
You don't have an Yngwie Malmsteen?
I don't. That'd be in the M's, though.
You don't have a ZZ Top?
Oh, you do.
I don't have a ZZ Top. I'm not a huge ZZ Top guy.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yngwie, why would he be in the...
Yngwie would be in
last
the
name? He's right. Malmsteen. You would go last name.
You do last name first for the...
Well, yeah, that's how you alphabetize.
How do you alphabetize?
You nut.
Tom Jones is in the J's, my man.
Yeah,
he is right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Nope.
Well, he's...
You alphabetize by first name when you do your albums. You would put a Tom Jones in the T's, not the J?
Yeah, because it's a title.
No. He's not a title. No. That's a name. He's an author.
No, he's a person.
He's right.
What record stores do you shop at? Do you go around record stores and everything's wrong in here? Barry Manilow's in the M's. You move the whole section over. Changes the whole. What are you doing?
Why isn't Barry in the B's? What are you doing?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.